Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Brrr. It's really cold out there. Happy Friday. When you woke up this morning, did you wake up to joy, gratitude, and happiness? And did you say, good morning, God? Or was it, good God, it's morning? It is freezing cold in Chicagoland. It's not even debatable. Now, they do claim that during the middle of next week, we're supposed to be up in the 50s. And I'm looking at the snow in the pile up some 6, 7, 8 feet tall. What on earth is going to happen to all of that snow when it starts to melt? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. All you have to do is log on, blogtalkradio.com, /Kathy Watson, and hear the show. Participate. Let your voice be heard. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me. What do you have that you've pressed down into your body that could really make a difference in the world? Perhaps make a difference not only in your life, but in lives of other people. You've been mandated to share it with the world. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And to be sure and click on all of the websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. And open all of the buttons, the pageants, the performances, click on video, who'd have thunk it, Soul Songs and Shakespeare, James Brown and the Bard. Yeah, I've been kind of in the theater mood. Yesterday on Thursday, we had For the Love of Theater. I love acting. What about you? Call in 347-637-3789, and I want you to know the biggest stage, the biggest world stage of actors and actresses were the Oscars. Did you watch them? It was entertainment's biggest night for the love of Hollywood. Now, before we get into that, I gave you all of the contact information. I told you the weather is unbelievably cold. And it wouldn't be so bad if we didn't have the wind. It just makes it even worse. And of course now, you know that Chicago, I am Chicago bred and born. And what's happening is the runoff with Chewy and Rami, I believe it's April 7th, just a couple of weeks already. Well, the one ad that Rami came out with said, he alluded to that, you know, we're human beings, we all have faults. And he said, I know that I could be rather short-tempered, or I don't know what word he used, with people. And many times I should be listening instead of talking. I own that. And then he went in to sing the glory of Rami. Oh, it's going to be interesting. And then I'm reading that Lady Gaga, she was part of the 15th annual Polar Plunge, benefiting the Special Olympics in Chicago. Listen to me. There are two things that you don't want to do. One, standing there in the ice-cold weather and plunging into ice-cold water, it could trigger a heart attack. I'm surprised that so many people survived it. I could think of many other ways other than jeopardizing your life. And another, inversion boots. Please check with your doctor. Now imagine you're standing up, and all of a sudden you're tipped upside down. The blood rush, the force of the blood to your brain could cause an aneurysm. How do I know? When I had my business in Chicago on Michigan Avenue, one of my clients who was a vocalist came in and said, "Oh, Kathy, I nearly died." I said, "Oh, my God, what happened?" She told me that she'd heard about the inversion boots and that it will get your blood circulating and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She did it. She passed out. She passed out. Now, if you want to change the flow of your blood, which is good, get a slant board. And make sure the slant board, where the feet are, it's only 18 inches up from the floor. In Dry Brush Massage by Paviola, he talks about the slant board, and I've been using them for years. I will not do zip lining, and I will not do bungee. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I do have a brain cell working. If you want to enjoy the best of the rest of your life, please stay away, because you could simply die. I can't make it any more simple than that's what may happen to you. Okay, let's see what's happening in Chicagoland. The weather is horrendous. And the weather postponed start of Jane Byrne Lane closing. She's going to get the flyover project. Well, good for her. I thought she was neat. She did a great job. Okay, now here, all of you have to help me. I'm bringing in a sidebar. At Soldier Field this summer, I had no idea who the Grateful Dead were. But the Grateful Dead fans get 6 hours of tailgating. Who are they? What are they? And I'm what? They will get 6 hours to tailgate outside Soldier Field before their highly anticipated 3 shows over the July 4th weekend. It's good news for many deadheads who were dismayed to learn they won't be allowed to camp or park overnight when the band reunites one last time. Who are they? The fans will be able to tailgate beginning at 1 p.m. each day. Shows start at 7 p.m. That's a lot more time than the 4 hours Chicago Bears fans get when tailgating before night games. After the show, though, no tailgating is allowed. For any night events that we have here, we never allow tailgating. After the event, and I understand that there may be 70,000 people attending this concert, and it's on for 3 days. I had no idea. I have no idea. Union sue to block Rainer's executive order on fair share. More than 40,000 state employees are seeking to block Governor Rauner's executive order that would end a requirement that state workers pay union dues even if they don't want to join a union. I am all for unions. We are union. 27 Illinois unions filed suit Thursday to invalidate the executive order Rauner signed last month blocking fair share union fees from state employee paychecks. The governor also said he was pursuing legal action to prevent public sector unions from tapping the fees. I don't know. I'm not going to make any comment. He hasn't been in office too long. Mijmo vidite. That in Croatian means we shall see. Now, oh God, this is morbid. But I just have to share this with you. This is in Phoenix. This is a gal by the name of Jody. Her trial was deadlocked 11-4 in favor of death penalty. She is a convicted murderer. Sparing her life, said Thursday that they were 11-1 in favor of the death penalty and tried unsuccessfully to get the lone holdout kicked off the panel. It marked the second time a jury failed to reach a unanimous decision on Jody's sentence. You know what she did? She was convicted of killing her lover, Travis, in 2008 by shooting him in the head, slitting his throat so deeply that he was nearly decapitated. Oh, are these people ever rehabilitated? What about the little gal, 11 years old, who killed her sister because she thought her sister wasn't giving her enough attention or respecting her for who she was? And she's going to have to live in a juvenile detention facility until she is 21. And she's talking about giving back to the community. How do you know? I don't know. Something may trigger and she may shoot again. And in Dubai, Saudis like Netanyahu speech, Israel Prime Minister, fiery speech this week before the U.S. Congress, of which he argued against an emerging nuclear deal with Iran, has received Texas support from an unlikely quarter, Saudi Arabia, in the form of coverage in state-linked media. I have no idea what's going on there, do you? And in Washington, pressure from Congress to provide Ukraine weapons. In a letter to the president on Thursday, House Speaker John Boehner and a group of top Democrats and Republicans stepped up the pressure on Barack Obama to provide lethal defense weapons to Ukraine in its fight against Russian-backed separatists. You know what? I don't think Putin is too popular in Russia. Have you been reading about him? And in New York, a Delta plane from Atlanta skidded off LaGuardia Airport runway while landing during a snowstorm on Thursday and crashed through a chain-link fence, its nose coming to rest perilously close to the icy waters of a bay. And then passengers had to trudge through the snow in an orderly line after climbing off the plane. And then there's been torching. Let's see. Ancient stone. Oh, in Oregon, archaeologists have uncovered a strong tool at an ancient rock shelter in the high desert of eastern Oregon that could turn out to be older than any known site of human occupation in western North America. If you listen to the show on Tuesday, The Love of Intrigue, King Tut, the boy king. He became a king at the age of 9. And that was, 3,000 years ago? And he only lived until he was 19 or 20. Now they want to know, was he murdered? What happened to him? What happened to him? Listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. And oh, Harrison Ford was said to be in stable condition Thursday after crash landing his vintage single-engine airplane onto a golf course near Venice, California. At first reported by TMZ, the 72-year-old actor's aircraft crashed around 2:25 p.m. The actor was transported to a local hospital with head injuries. He was the only person in the plane, and no individuals were injured on the ground. Ford reportedly walked away from the crash and was later attended by two physicians who were on the scene. Ah, there was blood all over his face. Ford, an avid pilot, had crashed planes before with minimal injuries. Oh, is that what he do? Is that what he do? Excuse me. Is that what he does in his spare time? Show business. There's no business like show business. I just thought of getting the lyrics, but I didn't have time. We worked out, and then we had a stop or two to make before I got home. And when I looked, it was, oh, well, we'll come up with something else. Believe it or not, lyrics. Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly, I'm up on top of the world. Should have been maybe somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free, flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. Isn't that the feeling you get when you achieve one of your goals? Or you're walking down the red carpet to the Academy Awards? Ah, it's like making it to the Olympics. So like making it to the Olympics. I mean, it's just an incredible, incredible achievement to make it to the Olympics. But don't we all want to stand on the stage holding the gold medal right there in your hand? You've reached the mountaintop. Show business. Now, let's go from the Oscars to Ringling Brothers eliminating elephant acts from circuses. They were proposing this. Hold a minute. I want to take a little sip of my coffee. I haven't had a chance yet. Check out yet in a minute. Ah. Bill, you make the best coffee. Ah, delicious. Now, let me tell you my point of view on this. In the circus, I've been to Africa. I've been on their land. I have photos. I was close enough to touch them. I adore elephants. Oh, by the way, if you would like an original elephant handmade by Tie Wire, Bob Watson in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, will make one for you. They're all original. I'm looking at mine. The mama and the two teenagers. He just holds them in his hand and he starts to cut. They're actual elephants. Now, I've seen them in their natural habitat. Why? Well, if you're going to take them out of the circus, then take them out of the zoos, too. There are little kids, there are little people that, teeny tiny, or people that will never get to see an elephant. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus will phase out the show's iconic elephants from its performances by 2018. The Associated Press exclusively that the growing public concerned about how the animals are treated led to the decision. Well, hopefully they're treated with kindness. Oh, they're such loves. Look, you're listening to someone who escorts a spider out of the house or a ladybug. I just can't kill anything. Executives from Feld Entertainment, Ringling's parent company, said the decision to end the circus's century-old tradition of showcasing elephants was difficult and debated at length. Elephants often have been featured on Ringling's posters covered over the decades. Some of these kids, some of these people will never see an elephant other than in the circus. There's been somewhat of a mood shift among our consumers. A lot of people aren't comfortable with us touring with our elephants. Within 2 hours of the announcement, animal rights groups took credit for the decision, saying that the pressure put on the circus ultimately led to Feld's decision. And he is the, Mr. Feld is the company's executive vice president. For 35 years, PETA has protested, Ringling Brother. How do you know they were cruel? Hey, PETA, I want to see, what are your shoes made of? What are the clothes that you're making on? What about the belts? Anything else that you're wearing? I want to know where it came from. We know extreme abuse to these majestic animals occurs every single day. So if Ringling is really telling the truth about ending this horror, it will be a day to pop the champagne corks and rejoice. Now, Ringling Brothers said that they own 43 elephants. 29 of the giant animals live in a company's 200-acre center in Central Florida. 13 animals will continue to tour with the circus before retiring to the center by 2018. One elephant is on a breeding loan to the Fort Worth Zoo. Another reason for the decision was that certain cities and counties have passed anti-circus and anti-elephant ordinances. The company's three shows visit 113 cities throughout the year. And he said it was expensive to fight legislation in each jurisdiction. It's also difficult to plan tours amid constantly changing regulations. So what are they going to put in its place? You ready? The circus. Wait a minute. In Asheville, North Carolina, city leaders recently prohibited wild and exotic animals from performing at the U.S. Cellular Center, the city's municipal venue. And in Los Angeles in 2014, the city council banned the use of bull hooks by elephant trainers. Animal rights activists say bull hooks are cruel and abusive, while circus leaders say they're needed for safety and point to federal approval of the device. The circus will likely, now this is what you'll get, will add more motor sports, daredevils, and feats of human physical capabilities. Ringling's popular Canada-based competitor, Cirque du Soleil, features human acts and doesn't use wild animals. This is going to be interesting. Let's keep our ears and eyes open. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internet. Imagine reaching the world. Now, I don't know who it is. Let's go to sports. I have no idea. All I got, but then I had to leave, that the Bears let someone go. I have no idea. Can I play football? Yeah, he wrote. But who did they let go? Brandon Marshall? Do you know what his base salary is? Yearly? $7.5 million. $7.5 million. And I have no idea what they're going to do with the quarterback. Haven't a clue. Listening to Live with Kathy. Okay, enough for local, national, and international news. There's no business like show business, and I just love it. But before we get into the Oscars, oh, let me finish with the Believe It or Not lyrics by Joey Scarsberry. Just like the light of a new day, it hit me from out of the blue, breaking me out of the spell I was in, making all my wishes come true. What's the wish in your heart? Do you want to be on the stage? Do you want to be an actor? Do you want to be behind the scenes? Bob, our son, works with a stage entity all over the states. And he's the guy that constructs everything backstage. But, oh, I can't imagine a more rewarding career than to be in theater. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. This is too good to be true. Look at me, falling in love with theater. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free, flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. It's just me. Now, let me ask you something. Wait, I need another little sip of coffee. Just hold a minute. I don't want it to get lukewarm. It needs to be boiling hot. Let me ask you something. You have a choice. You could have all the money in the world, but you're not happy. But you're not leaving the job. You're not leaving the situation because you're in love with money. But money doesn't make you happy. Or you're in a job, you're in a career that you absolutely love. And you make enough money to get by. Money does not buy happiness. Money does not buy health. So, what would make you happy? Being on the stage, walking down the red carpet in a beautiful gown and looking out to the world and saying, "Hello, world. I've been missing you." You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You know, the shows are eclectic. Maybe controversial, but never boring. Write this down on March 26th, 12 to 12:30. I'm having Tom on the show. And he is a scalar energy researcher. Never heard about it? Yeah, I know. I didn't either. Until I got acquainted with him. It is brilliant. And then on March 19th, the two giants come together. The Titanic giants, Impact and Ironworkers. You won't be able to turn the show off. Now remember, shows are archived. It's their show. On Thursdays from 12 to 12:30, there are no commercials. And each week, it could be NATO Summit, Notable Authors Together, Optimize, NATO Summit, Notable Authors and Actresses Together, Optimize, NATO Summit, Notable Advocates Together, Optimize. Oh, and Live with Kathy. You could be part of your life. Give me a call. 847-882-8717. I have an introductory offer. It's a 10-week commitment. 10 weeks. I help you write your commercial. Your commercial is heard 3 times a week. So it's 30 times. And then you get to host your own show. But of course I'm going to work with you. No loose cannons. Let's see what you got. What's your voice? What is it projecting? Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity, your branding. Did you know that your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? Never never give up. What is your calling? Do you know? If you do, then honor it. You see, don't worry about the money. The money will come. If you're so focused on the money, that's all you're thinking about, and you're not thinking out of the box. Do you want to be on the red carpet? Then get busy with little theaters. Village Players Theater in Oak Park. I started there with, here we go, all right, I'm Stralson. I started Love Letters at Village in the Park, 2006. Oh, no, not Village in the Park. Little Theater Village in Oak Park. And they said, oh, Kathy, really, you're not going to do performances on Thanksgiving? I said, well, why not? The whole world does not leave town because it's Thanksgiving. We had standing room only. You see, I vocalized my dream. I dramatized it. I wanted to be on the stage. And I had that fire in the belly desire to make it work. And I had faith and belief that it can work. You just got to feel it. You've got to taste it. You've got to hug it. You have to embrace it. And you have to believe in you. And you don't go around telling the whole world, because you've used up all of your energy in telling them. And be wary, because not everyone wishes you well. Are you a blueprint of other people's lives? I want you to be the fashionista of your life. I am. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, and intellectualized, never glamorized. Oh, you could be a hottie at 70, 80, and 90. And you do know we octogenarians are shaping the future, paving the way for all of you, because we are absolutely brilliantly talented. What is this? Come on. No, there we go. Are you a blueprint of other people's thinking? You are the creator of your life. You're the designer of your life. Oh, these windows keep coming up. Don't let the chatter of others' opinions smolder your inner voice. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. It's you. You are unique. No two snowflakes are alike, and neither are you. Human beings, we are. The only thing that we have in common, worldwide, globally, we all have eyes, we all have a brain, we all have teeth, a tongue, ears, and we have the inner organs. The only thing that separates us are thinking, our choices. Georgia O'Keeffe, I'm quoting her. I've been absolutely terrified every moment of my life, and I've never let it keep me from doing a single thing I wanted to do. Oh, the year to unleash the power of you, the authentic you. You're here for a reason. Leave your comfort zone. Take risks. No guts, no glory. How do you think they all of these Hollywood starlets, how do you think they got to Hollywood to accept the nomination? They had a dream. And they said, I'm going for that dream. Put the blinders on, and there you are. And you know, there's no one youer than you. Sing, dance. Share your vision, your mind, your story. Live your life as only you can. Now take your world and see it in your mind's eye. See your dream in your mind's eye. Create it with your own ingenuity. No risks, no guts, no glory. But you know the important thing is, you just have to be you, be yourself. What does the future hold for you? Trends change. Are you up to change or are you settled in to give in? How would you describe your life right now? Are you happy? Are you in gratitude? Are you flexible? Can you adapt? Is it exciting or is it depressing? Your choices, thoughts are the architect of your life, your happiness. What do you think is going on through their minds when they're getting ready, they're being groomed for the Oscars? It's you. Decisions, decisions. Your choices, thoughts are the architect of your life, your happiness. Let's really think about it now. Come on. A lot of those actors were pushing 60, 70. But lights, camera, action. Can you illustrate your life from when you were born to 2015? Because there's a change every 7 years. Our bodies and brains change. 1 to 7, 7 to 14, 14 to 21, 21 to 28, 28 to 35, 35 to 42, 42 to 49, 49 to 56, 56 to 63, 63 to 70. Look out. If you're not paying attention, these changes will just absolutely annihilate you. 70 to 77, wow. Mother Nature and Father Time are salivating in the wings, just waiting to take over. Now here come the octogenarians. 77 to 84 and 84 to 91. We are shaping the world. So that you, all of you, could you enjoy your life to the fullest. So, what would you say to your younger inner self? Listen to your heart? Please, do that, not the hearts of others. What they want, expect from you? Religion and family, did you rely on them to tell you how to feel about yourself? Who are these people? My letter to me today, 40 years later. I love me. I love who I am. If people don't like what I've become, then they never really liked me for who I was. Just what they could get from me that suits their egos. Stay in happiness, in gratitude. I can't tell you how many stories I've read about actors and actresses just before going on the stage at the Oscars. They were just quaking in their boots. Fear was at the core of many souls, always going with the sure thing. To thine own self be true, continue to act of becoming. Authentic you, seize the day, the now, right now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake, and listen to your intuition, and then tell yourself how amazing you are, how beautiful, handsome, and smart you are. Do you want to be on the stage? Write this down. There's no way around it. The way you feel is the way that you attract. And how do you feel about yourself right now? And you don't really know where to start or what to do? go online and log into Google. Find the little theater groups around you. It is amazing, amazing. What will uncover about you? Do something out of your comfort zone at least once a day. You're young only once, but you could stay childish and immature for life. Solutions to living your best life now? Right now. Not someday, but now. Create an astounding life by not acting on negative impulses. I refuse to act my age. This is all about you. And remember, more is not always better. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network. Oh, by the way, did you know that we only have one chance to make a first impression? The initial first impression, appearance, is 58%. Your tone of voice is 35%. What we say is 7%. I think I've told you this. I was following a pageant, and these gals were 60, 70, 80. Cute one on stage, darling body from where I was sitting. And I thought, man, she really has a chance at nailing this pageant. When she got up to the microphone, while she stood there and let everyone take in her beauty, "Hello, my name is Susie." That, my dear, did it. No, she did not win. Now, the best way to hear you and your voice is to put it on a cassette. Go and get a CD player and a little radio that has the other features to tape. Hear you. See, that's the beauty of being part of the Live with Kathy consortium, because we're going to take this half hour. It is your show. Let's see what you've got. Whether it be business or personal, good business is equal to good, clear thinking and intelligent right action. The success of any product is determined by the integrity of the product. We, being the product, need to assess the ingredients that make up our product so that we can evaluate how powerful our presence is. We are a composite of many things. Our every thought, word, or deed acts as magnets, radiating back to us the very essence of the quality of that thought, word, or deed. We were all born with the use of the creative power of the universe at the tip of our tongue, the thought, the word. By our thinking, we shape our world and our life, and both can be as beautiful as our thoughts are loving and kind. Enhance personal power with feelings. Our feelings attract people, events, and treatment in our life. Life isn't happening to us. It's happening from us. Change the energy or feelings inside. Change the world. And embrace having the feelings of self-love. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And click on any of the dates. Today's show, For the Love of Hollywood. Are you ready? Oh, but before we do that, why don't I go into a little commercial break so there won't be any interruptions. Already I talked to you about a call to action. I don't know what it is, who you are, what you want. You're going to have to get in touch with me, okay? Kathy Studio at SBC Global. You could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717, write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on to my websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. Oh, and this is March 6th, 8 years ago. We were getting so excited because we were going to fly out to Colorado to attend Lance, our nephew, his marriage to Alyssa. Oh, I'm looking at their photo now. It's on my countertop here. Amid Lance, Evan, and John William. And then there's a photo of me with David Taylor, the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Now, don't you want to be part of this consortium? Oh, it's so exciting, and it's a learning curve. So call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on www.impact-net.org. And this segues right into ironworkers. What a noble profession. My mission and purpose is to educate you, to give you an awareness, and to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. And the CD is out. 8 minutes. What? Opening with Fanfare to the Common Man. And then transitioning into Swan Lake. Oh, be still my heart. You have a choice. You're either going to go to college for 4 years, or you're going to jump on the bandwagon, the lucrative bandwagon of ironworkers. 4 years. You have to qualify. That's why you need to log on www.ironworkers.org and see if you resonate with them. And the beauty is, after 4 years, you're an apprentice and then you become a journeyman. After 4 years, you have been earning money and building your health care and your pension. www.ironworkers.org. And today I really had a great workout. But I have to tell you something. My right knee. I decided to resurrect one of the stepper exercises where you're stepping up. This is not the Stairmaster or the elliptical with a big bar behind my at the back of my head holding on. And I did 4 repetitions of 3 exercises, so that's 12 times. And I thought, man, that felt good. I wouldn't leave well enough alone. Last week, I went into the gym. I did 30. Guess who's paying the price for overdoing? I'm wondering if I'll ever learn. But anyway, with some of the ointment that I have, and I have a muscle massager, I'm sure it'll be okay. Be very difficult to me to explain this to Dr. Schroeder after he just gave me injections in my knees. But I love working out. Call your park district and see what they have. And you don't have to be bored and lonely because They will make accommodation. I don't know what they'll do, but if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. Hoffman Estates Park District, 2009 National, winners of the gold medal. Riga Cuff is the 50-plus director consortium. Oh, the trips that she, they're never bored. There's always something going on every single day out of the 50-plus club. So contact your local park districts, senior centers, and even your libraries. Taxman is just right around the corner. You could log on ahtaxandameritech.net, and he shall be happy to help you. And looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on its looks. Anger, stress, releases toxins into our body. And they're the leading factors in premature aging and many times death. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You will love it, love it, love it. And then, darlings, are you looking at a home-based business? I have got the answer. I could help, but I can't if you don't call me. So the choice is yours. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Let me segue into the PSAs. Scam and con artists, oh, they're running rampant. They're all over the place. They want your money. Don't give it to them. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. Now, I told you that I got this email from Warren Buffett that I was gifted $1.5 million on January 4th. The con and scam artists are pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Come on, call 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. And don't forget domestic abuse. In Illinois, the domestic hotline is 877-863-6338. National hotline, 800-799-7233. You've been listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Didn't everyone look flawlessly glamorous during the Oscar telecast? But did you know, behind the scenes, millions of dollars and thousands of hands made sure the show goes off without a hitch. I'm thinking of that gown that disappeared. Why that one? The one with all the pearls? In fact, darlings, I didn't even know what they were talking about. Huh. But I guess the gown was found. The show unseen. What you didn't know. Did you know it takes a village to get an A-lister gussied up to dazzle on the red carpet? That every nominee has a speech scripted just in case? That those red carpet arrivals are meticulously choreographed? And that it's only a cash bar in Hollywood? I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Okay, you ready? 10 things that you didn't know. It really does take a village to get an A-lister gussied up to dazzle on the red carpet. Oh, goodness, just ask makeup artist Gina Brooke, who works with Anne Hathaway, Madonna. For the dress alone, there are 5 people involved, between the designer, the stylist, and the assistants. And every nominee has a speech, you know. Keep your fingers crossed, just in case. We love to think we're seeing spontaneous tears and authentic astonishment up there on the stage, but sorry, it's not true. Everyone, whether they admit it or not, has a speech prepared in the event of winning an Oscar. And they practice them in the car, in the shower, in the middle of the night, and whenever they think that no one is listening. Who was it that left because they didn't win? I think it was Eddie Murphy. Not everyone is honored just to be nominated. In fact, stars are known to leave after they lose, relying on seat fillers to, you know, fill in seats in the auditorium. That's what went down when Dreamgirls, Eddie Murphy, who lost out in the Best Supporting Acting category, to Alan Arkin in 2007, he just simply walked out. Those red carpet arrivals are meticulously choreographed. Nothing is left to chance, and every single celebrity's entrance is timed. The lesser names arrive first and talk to the assembled media. The bigger stars get there later. It really depends on the show and when in the season it is. For example, the Globes carpet is useful if you want to get across a message or narrative for the rest of the awards season. There are very few mistakes on Hollywood's biggest night. Backstage, crammed with wall-to-wall celebrities. The wings are filled with stars presenting, performing, or heading to a very social green room. Some are allowed back purely for moral support. The winners and their Oscars take a winner's walk. After an Oscars victory, excited winners may be offered a chair. Meryl Streep sat in shock for 15 minutes after winning for The Iron Lady in 2012. Or bottled water, she needed that too. The new winners are encouraged to give longer speeches on a backstage camera, helpful to thank those they forgot, and then they take the winner's walk down a corridor filled with black and white pictures of past winners. So on and so forth. Number 8, the Oscars receive white glove treatment and security. 50 trophies have been created for the Oscars. They are tagged, wheeled backstage on a 3-tiered cart and given a final polish by a white-gloved attendant in black tie attire. The statuettes remain in the wings during the show with their own security detail standing. The intricately engraved plate for each winner waits at the governor's ball. Oh, the others are destroyed. They see their names put on the Oscars. And it's truly emotional. No, Oscar does not look like someone you know. I didn't know. You know, it weighs 8.5-pound gold-plated Britannium statuette. Is a knight holding a crusader sword standing on a reel of film with 5 spokes signifying the 5 original branches of Film Academy: actors, directors, producers, technicians, and writers. Oh, I didn't know that. The ward wasn't designed from a specific model. Betty Davis, among others, claimed she also coined the term Oscar based on the posterior likeness to her husband, Harmon Oscar Nelson. But it's one of those things no one knows for sure. 10, did you know that they have to give back the clothes, ASAP, and the jewels even faster? Those haute couture gowns tailored within an inch of their lives to fit glamorous A-list silhouettes often are on short-term loan. Designers such as Chanel, Givenchy, and Dior allot their finest confections to nominees and presenters with a cavet. The gown is picked up by a messenger within 48 hours. The jewelry always ensures goes back even faster, sometimes that night. We've picked up in the middle of the night many times. Oh, my goodness. And their chairman, Simon G. Jewelry, which lends out millions of dollars in gems. Depending on the value, there might be a security escort involved. On occasion, the goods are keepers. many, many will keep and buy what they have worn. This is Kathy. Make it a great weekend until Tuesday. Be in your best elements. Au revoir.